Bill O'Reilly here, Friday, May 20th, 2022. You are listening to the O'Reilly Update. Here's what's happening this week in America. The stock market, very shaky. Drug violence spiraling out of control in Mexico. San Francisco on track for the most drug-related deaths. Anxiety, now keeping 4 in 10 Americans awake at night. Also ahead, update listeners sound off, but first, the stock market wobbling. Had another tough week. Hardest hit companies, tech and entertainment services. Facebook falling 47% compared to last May. Uber down 47%. Amazon 36%. Disney 32%. Google 21%. And Netflix a whopping 71% drop. Stocks are falling because of inflation, higher interest rates, and the incompetence of the Biden administration. Chaos south of the border. There are now officially 100,000 people missing in Mexico. Nearly all are presumed dead. Officials there believe the real figure could be closer to 200,000. Homicides in Mexico are often classified as missing persons because drug cartels conceal the bodies. To date, just 35 disappearances in Mexico have led to convictions out of hundreds of thousands. 5 of the 10 most dangerous cities on this planet can be found in Mexico. San Francisco on course to witness the most drug overdose deaths in history. The previous record was set last year when the Bay Area reported 700 OD fatalities. Between January and April of this year, at least 240 people are dead from narcotics. That's a 5% increase. Health experts blame the terrible trend on a flood of cheap fentanyl pouring in from Mexico. New survey from One Poll says Americans are anxious about the next 24 hours. So-called next-day anxiety causes 41% of adults to stay up all night. 61% of us say we are losing sleep because of stress. Respondents blame the panic attacks on COVID and financial troubles. 1/10 of the entire American population takes anti-anxiety medication. Wow. In a moment, update listeners have their say. Right back. Did you know Fast Growing Trees is the largest online nursery in the USA? With more than 10,000 plant varieties and millions of satisfied customers. I have their trees and plants at my home, and they're fantastic. Have you had your fair share of landscaping woes and wasted weekends at crowded nurseries? Finding Fast Growing Trees will be like stumbling upon a hidden treasure, believe me. With fast-growing trees, it's different. From fruit trees to houseplants, they have it all delivered right to your doorstep. Plus, their plant experts are always available for advice. And here's the best part. This spring, they have up to half off on select plants. And my audience can get an extra 15% off by using promo code BILL at checkout. So please go to fastgrowingtrees.com, use promo code BILL at checkout. Time now for the O'Reilly Update message of the day. Listeners sound off. We do this each Friday. You can reach me, Bill at BillO'Reilly.com. Bill at BillO'Reilly.com. Name in town if you wish to opine. Let us begin with Janet in Providence, Rhode Island. The Democrats don't believe white supremacy is a problem. They are using it as their platform for the next two elections. President Biden definitely using the Buffalo shooting for political gain. So this was one of my commentaries on the radio this week, Janet. You are correct, I believe. Mr. Biden's kind of cynical about it. And here's the proof. He goes to Buffalo to talk to the families of the 10 African Americans who were murdered by a racist. He should do that. But then, why did he not get on Air Force One and go to Milwaukee, where 21 Americans were shot. Why not? The answer, because the shooters are African American. That's why. Jim, Jacksonville, North Carolina. History has shown that if the left had actual examples of white supremacy violence, they would be inundating the airwaves with it. In my opinion, if all the white supremacist organizations held a convention, they couldn't fill a high school gym. Well, I'm a fact-based guy, Jim. As you know, the FBI is in charge of monitoring hate groups, including white supremacists in the USA. When was the last time we saw a mass arrest by the FBI of white supremacists? I can't remember one. So if they were so prevalent, as Mr. Biden says they are, why is the FBI arresting them? Let's go to Robert, Hampton, New Hampshire. The Buffalo shooting was heinous and wrong, but more people are killed in Chicago every weekend than were killed in Buffalo. You won't hear President Biden say anything about that, as it's black on black violence. So the reason I use these three letters in this segment is because most Americans are catching on to this. It's very cynical to exploit tragedy, mass murder, for political gain, and that's absolutely what the Biden administration is doing. Gary, Spring Valley, California, replacement theory has worked. Just ask any Native American about it. So, yeah, but replacement theory is a conscious racial ploy, all right, to allow migrants into the United States to replace American voters. That's not what happened in the Native American situation, and you'll know that, Gary, if you read my book, Killing Crazy Horse, which I think is the best book about the Native American U.S. wars on the market. I hope you read it. Let's go to Hank in Mason City, Illinois. I just finished reading Killing the Killers. Superb book, but I'm curious on why you didn't cover Benghazi in it. Because Benghazi was not an Al-Qaeda, ISIS, Boko Haram organized. It was militants, but it wasn't at that level. Horrible situation, though. I'm Bill O'Reilly. I approve the message by putting it together. Please visit BillO'Reilly.com if you'd like some more honest news analysis, and in a moment, something you might not know.
Recession and inflation are here. Gas, housing, and everyday goods are up, way up. And you want to be ready for any situation. So what would you do if there's no food on the shelf? Arc Heirloom Seeds are here to help. Did you know 99% of seeds sold today can't reproduce? With heirloom seeds, you only have to plant once. Then you can grow year after year, giving you and your family stability and security because things are getting crazy out there. Our all-in-one seed kit provides everything you need to grow your own food. This premium seed kit has over 65 varieties, 50,000 seeds, and stores for 15 years. You'll also get our exclusive seed guide to make growing a no-brainer. Arc Seed Kits is a family-owned and operated business and the most trusted name in the nation for over 15 years. Our mandate is to get heirloom seeds into every home in America. Go to ArcSeedKits.com today and get free shipping by entering promo code PODCAST. That's ARKSeedKits.com. Promo code PODCAST. Get your seeds, get prepared, get growing. ArcSeedKits.com.
Now the O'Reilly Update brings you something you might not know. Joe Biden has been president for 485 days. Despite the media's vicious coverage surrounding his predecessor, the disappearance of Donald Trump from the Oval Office has been very bad for the television news business. Here are the facts. Fox News daytime viewership. In March 2017, 5 years ago, 1.7 million folks watched daytime on FNC. January of this year, 1.6 million, a slight drop. Fox News primetime viewership, March 2017. I was the ratings leader at FNC at the time. 3.3 million, but the factor had a much higher audience than that. In January of this year, It had dropped to 2.7 million, a significant loss in prime time. At MSNBC, daytime viewership is down, but not that much. March 2017, 760,000 on average watching daytime. That's a paltry audience, by the way. 5 years later, 750,000, about the same. However, prime time viewership on MSNBC is lower. March 17, 1.4 million viewers. This year in January, 1.2 million. CNN daytime viewership is down pretty big. March 17, 800,000. January this year, 600,000. But its prime time viewership is a disaster at CNN. March 17, 1.1 million. January of this year, 700,000. Awful. In general, TV news is declining because it is repetitive and in many cases outright boring. That is the truth. Americans also really don't want as much ideology as the networks are putting out there. Americans want information, honest facts, and cable TV news, not so much. Back after this.
Born from the tragedy of 9/11, the Tunnel to Towers Foundation has been delivering on its promise to do good and never forget the sacrifices of America's greatest heroes. Heroes who put their lives on the line to protect our country and our communities. Heroes like Bristol, Connecticut Police Sergeant Dustin DeMonte. After responding to a domestic violence incident, he sustained fatal gunshot wounds. He left behind his expectant wife and two children. Thanks to the generosity of people like you, Tunnel to Towers paid the mortgage on the DeMonte family home, lifting a financial burden. As his loved ones mourned the decorated officer's loss, they welcomed a miracle, the child he would never get to meet. So many families need your help. Please help America's heroes and their young families. Join Tunnel to Towers on its mission to do good in their honor. 95 cents out of every dollar you donate goes to their programs. Donate $11 a month to Tunnel to Towers at t2t.org. That's T, the number 2, t.org.
Thank you for listening to the O'Reilly Update. I am Bill O'Reilly. No spin, just facts, and always looking out for you.